Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is your favorite host, Benjamin Solomon, host of the Omnius for Elchai radio show, discussing to you today. Today's topic is why the seven laws of Noah is the key to world peace. Now, I was going to do an hour at 6:30. I accidentally scheduled it for 15 minutes, and then I was late. And then when I called in, well, it was past 15 minutes, so it was too late. So I had to delete that episode, which wasn't an actual episode because I did not call in, to do this episode. And today is going to be an interesting topic, as I said. Don't want to be redundant, but today I'll discuss to you why the seven laws of Noah, I think, is the key to world peace. As I explained in the description, the seven laws of Noah, unlike capitalism or communism or democracy or autocracy, unlike any other system, the seven laws of Noah came from the one and only God, the one and only true God, Hashem. And today it's going to be a discussion about those laws and why those laws bring peace. If only all the nations in the world would suddenly go by these seven basic laws, there will be world peace, and it will help bring about the Mashiach, the Messiah. Now, what are these seven laws? The chat room is now open. So if you're listening live to me right now on your computer and we have a sub page, if you want to be in the chat room, you have to do one simple thing, reload the page. Once you reload the page, in the chat room is the best show, Bob. Now, what are these seven laws that are so great, that's going to bring peace, that God gave to mankind? They're simple. You hear the seven laws. Don't murder. Don't worship idols. I.e. only serve the one true God. Don't commit any sexual immoral acts. No sexual immorality. Don't murder. Don't steal, don't be cruel to animals, and set up courts of justice. These are the seven basic laws. And if the world goes by these seven basic laws, which is what God wants, there would be world peace. Because, you see, we live in a world where moral clarity is under attack. We see too much moral relativism, and it saddens me to say that I think most American Jews, most non-Orthodox Jews, promote moral relativism and believe that the Torah says whatever you want to say. There's no moral code out there. It's your morals versus their morals. That's it. Your morals versus their morals. And if you try to fight for what you believe in, you're imposing your morals on other people. And we have specifically also today, we have too many people treat each other as sex toys. You have, like, people having sex with each other for a couple weeks or a couple months, until the body of the other person is worn out, supposedly, you know, like in their eyes, and then they get dumped. I mean, society's turning into a brothel. And in addition, you see these people who treat each other as sex toys. They want the taxpayer to pay for birth control and pay for abortions because they don't want to be, quote-unquote, burdened with a child. I mean, look, control should be legal. I don't think birth control should be criminalized. But I think that the problem is not birth control. I mean, abortion is another story. Abortion, when it's not needed to save the woman's life, in my view, is murder, because you're dealing with an actual human being in the belly. And birth control is not quite like that. The problem here, I don't control in and of itself. The problem here is too many people, in violation of one of the Noahide laws, people are treating each other as sex toys. And so sex has become so meaningless. Sex used to be an expression of a commitment between husband and wife. That's what sex really is, and that's what sex should be. A sign of love and commitment between a husband and wife. But now it's so meaningless because sometimes guys or girls will see a body that they with a guy it'll be a beautiful girl, with a girl it'll be a handsome guy, and they just like their bodies and like them and everything and that, and have sex with them until their bodies are worn out, then they get dumped. No real connection with the essence of the person, just their sex toys. And then I said, and these people claim to they have a right to privacy, and the problem here is, there's no clause in the Constitution that has right to privacy, but that's what they say. To come out supporting abortion, these people are in the forefront in supporting abortion on demand. And these people say stuff with the females in this group in particular, they come out with slogans, my body, my body, my control. I'm not, left my head, that slogan, but I was arguing that point, against that point earlier. But the whole issue is, people treating each other as sex toys, for instance. And the, as a result of that, it's just disastrous, as I said. The people who treat each other as sex toys, you tell them what they're doing is wrong, and they'll accuse you of imposing your religious and moral values on them, and you'll get called a religious right-wing nut job. Meanwhile, people who treat each other as sex toys, while they get so upset if you impose your moral or religious values on them, they want to impose their values on everybody else. They want to force the Catholic institutions to go against their religion to provide a birth control, for instance. And as I said, birth control is a product. You go to people willing to provide it. You have people like Sandra Fluke said, birth control is like $3,000. It's not $3,000. It's like $9 per month from Target. Birth control is a good. It's a product. You go to people willing to provide it, just like any product. You can't force a business or a store to sell something or to provide something. You got to go to people willing to provide it. That's how the free market works. But these people who don't want anybody to impose their moral or religious values on them, they want to impose their demented values on everybody else. They want you, the taxpayer, control, and to pay for their abortion. And to pay for the woman's, Why? Because they don't want to be buried with the child. And liberals are out to fight for their rights to have, those people to treat each other like sex toys without any consequences. It's like if I put my hand on a stove and I turn the flame on. Consequences, I burn my hand. You have sex, a possible consequence is the woman gets pregnant. It's really that simple. But I was going off on a tangent. I think that's an example of like how I think society is going downhill, and why I think this society, the world, is more in need of the Noahide laws, the seven laws of Noah, which, as I said, the seven laws of Noah are simple. Don't murder. Don't steal. No sexual immorality. Don't be cruel to animals. Don't worship idols, i.e. serve God. And also, the seventh law is set up courts of justice. And as I said, these laws are going to help bring about world peace, as I said, because these laws came from God, and anything that comes from Hashem, God, by definition, is good. You see, the Torah is eternal life. The Torah is light. And the Torah is a light that shines. Torah is light. Now, the Jewish people don't only have the seven laws of Noah. The Jewish people have 613 mitzvot, 613 commandments, because the Jewish people specifically were tasked, with being in the forefront and bringing the Shekhinah down to earth. The Shekhinah is God's presence. The Jewish people are specifically tasked with an important. The Jewish people are tasked with an important job to be a light unto the nations, as what Yeshayahu HaNavi, Prophet Isaiah, said. The Jews are to be a light unto the nation, but Yeshayahu HaNavi actually, the concept of the Jews being a light unto the nations was not a concept from Yeshayahu HaNavi, the prophet Isaiah. No, it wasn't his concept. When Yeshayahu HaNavi said that the Jews are to be a light unto the nations, he was merely repeating the concept of Torah, because the prophets were not coming up with anything new, really. They were trying to get the Jewish people back on the right path, back on the path of Torah, because Torah is absolute light. Torah is absolute truth. And the prophet Isaiah, when he said that, was merely trying to get the Jews back on Torah. So he was repeating a concept from Torah. So Isaiah was reaffirming a concept from Torah. But the Jewish people were tasked with being a light unto the nations ever since they received the Torah from Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, 3,000 years ago from Hashem, God. So the Jewish people don't only have the seven laws of Noah to live commandments. The Jewish people are supposed to be examples of godliness. But you see, ironically, Jews in America, secular Jews in America, are among those in the forefront in trying to stamp religion out of public schools. And let me say this, I don't support imposing Christianity on everybody in the public schools. Of course not. Of course I don't support that. Why would I support that? I'm not a Christian. I'm Jewish. But I do support freedom of expression of religion. And I do support optional prayer groups for the different religious groups there. But you see, secular Jews thinking, oh, it's good for Jews to totally ban optional prayer. No, it's not. Because what about, let's say, Jews in public school who want to pray Mincha, the afternoon service, during the winter. Because, you know, in the winter, the sun sets earlier, meaning Jews have less time to pray Mincha, the afternoon service. And Jewish kids not being able to pray Mincha, you think it's actually good for them to be missing a major service to God? No. That's what we have here. We have people thinking, like many people in the public schools, or in a school system thinking that it's wrong to steal not because God disapproves. No, it's wrong to steal because you might get caught. It's wrong to steal because you might get caught. But I'm here to tell you that if you steal, you're already caught. You may not be caught by the police, but you'll already be caught by someone who's above the police, Hashem, who created the earth, and who created you, and who created the whole universe, and Hashem, who sees all. So you steal, the police may not catch you, but on judgment, you're going to have to be facing Hashem for that. So you're already caught if you steal. I mean, no, that's what I want to say. If you steal, you're already caught. Because stealing is against one of the seven laws of Noah, which is the basic code that Hashem has for mankind. And I strongly believe that it's time the public schools teach the laws of Noah, because once you see them teaching the laws of Noah, and you see more, I mean, the more countries that promote the laws of Noah, the better. The Supreme Court, I don't think the Supreme Court should have the Ten Commandments. I think the Supreme Court should have the seven laws of Noah, because the Ten Commandments actually were among the 613 mitzvot that Hashem gave to the Jewish people on Har Sinai. First commandment of the Ten Commandments being, I am Hashem your God, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim. Hashem did not bring the other nations out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Hashem brought Bnei Israel, the children of Israel, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. Another one of the Ten Commandments is to keep the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath is a sign of the covenant between Hashem and Bnei Israel. The Sabbath was not given to the other nations. In fact, the other nations are not allowed to keep the Sabbath according to Jewish law, because the Sabbath was given specifically to the Jewish people, because the Sabbath is specifically a sign of that covenant, and the Jewish people are in that covenant with God. But the seven laws of Noah, which is the right path for mankind, the seven laws of Noah is the basic moral code that God wants man to live by. You see, all this stuff about your morals versus their morals, and morality really comes from the heart, is nonsense. Because, you see, I mean, if it's your morals versus their morals, and it's, you know, and their morals are as good as your morals, or vice versa, then if that's really the case, then who are we to say that Hitler was wrong? I mean, Hitler was acting according to his morals when he went around committing a genocide against the Jewish people, when he went around murdering millions of people, promoting eugenics, promoting scientific racism. Who are we then to say that Hitler was wrong? We know that Hitler was wrong. Why? Because there's a moral code out there that said he was wrong. Because Hitler was treating human beings as if they're disposable. Hitler was murdering innocent people. He was treating human beings as if they're disposable. And he went against the very concept of Torah, which states that humans were created Tzelem Elohim, in God's image. And so that's the whole issue here. Because you see, Nazism was the very antithesis of Torah. Because Torah is sweet and represents eternal life. Nazism was a culture of death. And Nazism was a manifestation of godlessness and the attempts of godlessness to try to rebel against godliness. And you see, Nazism also was promoting the idea of human beings being animals, but Nazism took it one step forward. You know, this idea where certain people who the Nazis approved of had the right to live, and people who the Nazis did not approve of were disposable and were killed. You see, ultimately, Jews were at the bottom and the Aryans were on the top, and the Aryans were supposed to be the master race. That's what the whole Nazi ideology said. And people who needed, and basically people who were, like people with disabilities were among those at the bottom who were to be killed because they were, quote-unquote, undesirable. I mean, that's what the Nazi ideology stood for, and that's basically, and those are the principles that shaped Nazi Germany. and the principles that shaped Nazi Germany was totally totally the opposite of what Torah Judaism stands for, and it's totally the opposite of what the seven laws of Noah stands for. Seven laws of Noah. And I'll repeat the seven laws of Noah, which are simple. Here are the seven laws of Noah. Here are the seven laws of Noah. Don't murder. Don't steal. Don't worship idols. Don't commit any sexual transgression, any sexual immorality, which means no adultery and nothing and no immoral sexual acts generally. Don't be cruel to animals. Don't eat the limb of a live animal, and don't be cruel to animals. And the seventh law is set up courts of justice. And the reason why setting up courts of justice is one of the seven laws of Noah. All over the Torah, you'll hear about like the obligation of what all over the Torah there are laws over how a Jewish court is supposed to behave, how Jewish judges are supposed to behave, and on and on and on. But it's not only the Jewish people who are obliged to set up a court. The non-Jewish nations are also obliged to set up courts of justice. That's one of the seven laws of Noah. And the reason why is because God does not want human beings to leave everything up to him. God wants humans to enforce his will. And God wants humans to enforce his moral code. And the seven laws of Noah is Hashem's moral code that he gave, that Hashem God gave to the world, the seven laws of Noah, which is the absolute moral code. I mean, you see, there is absolute morality, and absolute morality is the seven laws of Noah. The seven laws of Noah is the moral code that God gave to humankind. And when nations willingly and peacefully, I mean, I'm not saying to impose these laws by using the sword. No. You gotta first of all get people to see the light. You gotta enlighten people and educate people. Help people to see the light. Don't be too judgmental with people. Don't be mean. But you know, with love and with compassion, help people to see the light. And help people understand that these seven laws are the correct laws to go by. But these seven laws, that living by these laws is the correct way of life. And when more people understand that and people peacefully accept these laws, that's when these laws are going to flourish and you're going to see nothing but wonders, because as a result, the Shekhinah, God's presence, is going to shine throughout the world, and it'll help bring about Mashiach, the Messiah. Time that people, we need more moral clarity, as I said. We need people to have a clear mind, to have clear minds. I want to make the sentence sound parallel. We need people to have clear minds, a clear moral code, a clear way of knowing what's right and wrong. And it's challenging to find the right path in this world. As I said, specifically in the days of moral relativism, the days when people are more interested in being popular and doing what's easier for them than in doing what's right. But just understand. Know what's right and wrong. Do what's right. Do what's right. The seven laws of Noah, as I said, we need the seven laws of Noah to hang up on the Supreme Court building. I mean, those laws are so great. I mean, as I said, unlike democracy, unlike autocracy, unlike monarchy, unlike capitalism, unlike communism, unlike every system out there. As I said, the seven laws of Noah actually comes not from man, but from God. You see, I said plenty of times that no system is perfect because systems come from man. Well, that's not true about the seven laws of Noah, because the seven laws of Noah is a perfect the seven laws of Noah is a perfect system, because the seven laws of Noah comes not from man, but from Hashem, God. And because the seven laws of Noah is God's basic moral code, seven laws of Noah represents eternal light and is perfect. And as I said, with people accepting the seven laws of Noah, starting with, like, from their own hearts, not just forcing it down people's throat and people hating it. No, that's the wrong way. Once people accept the seven laws of Noah from their own heart and they want to live by those laws, and they want those laws to be enforced, that is going to help bring about the Shekinah, God's presence down to earth. And as I said, with that, that's going to help bring about Mashiach, the Messiah, who will then redeem the world. And we will see the defeat of evil and goodness prevailing and godliness prevailing. And with the Mashiach coming, and once the Mashiach comes, we will see nothing but the light. There will be an era of godliness, and people will understand what's right and wrong. God will redeem the world. Put in the description, also with the seven laws of Noah, there are plenty of people who look for a morally correct path and for a spiritual path and stuff like that. And it's hard to navigate with so many choices out there, many people claiming that their path is correct. But the question is, which path is correct? The answer is the seven laws of Noah. That's the correct path. That's the correct path to go by. You see, people who look for a spiritual lifestyle, for a godly lifestyle, for a morally correct lifestyle, once you find the seven laws of Noah, you don't need to search anymore, because you've found everything you're looking for. The seven laws of Noah is the best product out there. Say like you're going shopping and you find something so good, that it's clearly the best. Imagine finding eternal life. You have eternal life on your fingertips. Just follow the seven laws of Noah. I mean, it's like the seven laws of Noah, you can say, is like that really good product in a store you're looking for. The seven laws of Noah, you could dream of. The seven laws of Noah came from God. The seven laws of Noah is God's moral path for man. And once you go down that path, you will have the Shekinah, God's presence, illuminating your life. And you will help bring the Shekinah, God's presence, down to earth. Accept, just open your heart and accept the seven laws of Noah, which will bring about world peace. You have to understand also that there are certain people who look for a spiritual lifestyle and a godly lifestyle. I mean, I'm one of them. Well, I'm Jewish, so I have 613 mitzvot commandments, but... Well, you have people looking for different paths, what's right and stuff like that. And I understand plenty of people don't want to just do what's... And I understand plenty of people don't want to do what's popular. I understand that. I mean, it's not always easy to do what's right as opposed to what seems easier or as opposed to what's more popular in society. I understand it's not an easy choice. and people are looking for meaning, and people are looking to grow and looking for, and people are interested in a relationship with God where they grow and where they they're challenged and stuff like that. Well, you know, as I said, you know, once you follow the seven laws of Noah, you are living that godly lifestyle. As I said, don't always go by what's popular. Don't always do what seems popular, or what is popular, or what what you think is easier. Do what'll do what's right. Do what's right. It's that simple. As I said before, Torah is that eternal light. You notice that, like, the Jewish people were the ones who brought monotheism right when, right while everybody was worshiping idols. It was the Jewish people were the ones who brought the worship of the one true God. It was God it was God who promoted the worship of himself, of the one true God, through revealing himself to the Jewish people, revealing himself to the fathers of the Jewish people, Abraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, and Yaakov, Jacob. Now, it was in an era when all the nations were worshiping idols that Hashem revealed his glorious Torah to the Jewish people. And not only that, but you see, Christianity and Islam actually, you know, steer on their own path. With Christianity, it's Jesus. And Christians claim that Jesus died for everybody's sins, and most Christians believe that that nullifies what they see as Mosaic law, i.e. basically the law that Hashem revealed to the Jewish people. Most Christians think that that law was nullified by Jesus dying for everybody's sins. And so Christianity takes its own path, and Islam takes its own path with Muhammad. Only Judaism has stayed with the path of Torah. And Torah also states that the non-Jewish nations have seven laws to go by. The seven laws of Noah, God's basic moral code. Torah is Ein Sof, the infinite light. I mean, Torah is that divine light. With Torah, the Shekhinah will illuminate the earth. So, I may be getting redundant, and well, I don't really care if I am or not. I think it doesn't hurt to repeat the same message. But as I said, and I'm repeating myself, but as I said, I don't want to sound like I'm shoving my fist down people's mouths, because that's horrible. No. I believe in promoting the seven laws of Noah with love. We'll accept it. I mean, we need a Noahide revolution. Not violent one bit, a peaceful one. A peaceful one. And that's how we'll bring God's presence. Well, that's how people will bring God's presence down to earth. As I said, the Jewish people, have 613 mitzvot, 613 commandments. The Jewish people have more responsibilities because they're the nation that's specifically tasked with being a light into the nations, with being a vessel for godliness. The Jewish people are the ones who are supposed to be in the forefront and bring the Shekhinah God's presence down to earth, and the Jewish people bring the Shekhinah down by doing mitzvot. Once you start following the seven laws of Noah, you will be shining a light on that darkness. All that darkness that you once felt or whatever, all that confusion, and you will shine a light on it with the seven laws of Noah, and you will see it is the correct path for mankind. You will see that for yourself. The seven laws of Noah, as I said, promotes world peace, because one basic concept, as I said, is that human beings were created Betzalel Elohim, in God's image. And since human beings were created in God's image, therefore murder is wrong, and therefore it promotes world peace, because it promotes an understanding. Human beings are not disposable. Human beings are not disposable. People who are not you are not, quote-unquote, the other, who you can demonize or persecute or be mean to. No. The seven laws of Noah is all about brotherly love. Humans were created by Tzelem Elohim in the image of God, and therefore, as godly creatures, you're supposed to give respect to your fellow human being and do what's good and do what's right and do what's just. The flow. Don't go with whatever is popular. Do what's good. Get out of your comfort zone and do good. And grow. And don't do it because I tell you. Do it for God. Forget about me. Forget about what I say. Forget about what I think. Do it for God. The seven laws of Noah came from God, and it's given to the nations. And what's beautiful is a great God, the one and living God, has given you a moral code right on your fingertips that you can follow and you can do. Because God cares so much about his creation. God gave you rules in order to be able to follow him. Because if you believe in God and you love God, and that love and that belief translates into nothing, it's just a wasted emotion. You need to express that love. And one way to express that love is doing what God wants you to do. Then the question is, what does God want you to do? Well, see what the Torah says. Go by the seven laws of Noah. That's the question many people have. What does God want of me? God wants you to go by the seven laws of Noah. That's what God wants. And once you understand that, you'll get ahead in life, and you'll get ahead in your relationship with God. Because that's the basic component. The seven laws of Noah is the basic component. And once you observing the seven laws of Noah, you understand, you went way beyond, you went well beyond the basic. You're already well beyond the basic. I mean, your life is your life. I know nothing about your life, nothing at all. But once you go by the seven laws of Noah, which is what God revealed to the world, it'll bring peace. And you'll notice the Shekhinah will shine its presence down upon you and illuminate everything. And you'll see the light will be extinguishing the darkness. With the seven laws of Noah, you'll be able to do a lot. You'll go well beyond the basic. You'll be living by God's moral code. You'll find the spiritually correct path because, you know, rather than finding ways to reach out to God, what's better than doing what God wants of you? And that's exactly what the seven laws of Noah represents. what God wants of you. You just have to obey. It's the 7 laws you have to obey. As I said, do what God wants. It'll be great. Let's bring moral clarity. Let's bring world peace. Live by the 7 laws of Noah, and you'll be able to, and you'll be able to achieve all that. As I said, with the 7 laws of Noah, you'll help bring about Mashiach, which will result in a godly age of world peace. So, you know, man proposes different systems, all of which have their flaws. Then without its flaws, it's the 7 laws of Noah because it came from God. Once you do what God wants, and once you develop a real relationship with God, it'll be perfect. You'll find the perfect path with the 7 laws of Noah. That much I guarantee. No, I'm an archive now with that route.